33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, never crossed boys. He had a bunch of boys, my daddy had a bunch of boys, and each one of them had a daughter. Made her a Bayer Prize for my sister Dallas. But in this drugstore, now this Rockefeller Foundation, one day a fella that they knew came to go to, got off the train. The first doctor I ever saw in my life was a white jacket. I heard my daddy tell the officer, "Don't you think we ought to get more of them white jackets?" But now, guess what his purpose was? Now, this is the beginning of this one. They came here to eradicate tapeworm and hookworm. And now, brother, you don't know nothing. Well, that young man, he fascinated me. He was, I'll say, University of New York. Graduate of medicine. In other words, he the first microscope I ever saw in my life. He had it. And my daddy and our pastor didn't have a microscope. And they were good doctors for those. They were not. Well, everybody had communications. Good hand and mouth that the man's going to be there and bring a stew. See? Well, I never forget the first time I looked in that microscope and saw those hookworms and those tapeworms. I've seen tapeworms that long. Now, he had instructions. And every day, folks would bring that stool and sniff cans to my grandkids. Glass jars, glasses, things like that. Well, he'd look at it, and if I had it, it's little packages. Yellow kind of thing. It picks up and take. And Brother Ed would get the hookworm. Now, he'd tell him, change your bedding, put the mattresses out in the sun, change your clothes, boil your clothes, put a little lye in that when you were doing it to kill him, you know, and your other things, sanitations to do. Whatever happened, quit. He needed somebody to help him. He gave me the first money I ever earned in my life, 50 cents. I went out back in the drugstore with a cent. I had to dig this hole so deep, put line there, you see, put all those containers in there, then put a lot of line and cover it up. If anybody's got hookworms, well, I answer, a lot of folks got pinworms. I remember reading not so long ago, says pinworms are really well rich. But now, can you imagine? And not only that, but that stuck with me all my life. You see? But that young fella, he could tell that I had a lot of curiosity. And he would show me. I disappointed my daddy by not making a doctor. I made the best one of all of them. But the Rockefellers today is millions and millions and millions of people all over this world that never lived. I've not been in this world. For the eradication of the hookworm, the tapeworm, and the mosquito, the test fly, you name it. And I don't care if they got 45 more $1 billion. I'm going to have them. And I don't like them. They don't get away with it around me. Damn old crook. Well, they all were crooks. They had to be crooks to survive.
They did well with their money, though.
Yeah, you damn right they did. And the Rockefellers, when they got killed, you know, he was a quiet. And then if you read about anything about Rockefeller, I'm going to read it. And it's contradicted. Look up in Williamsburg.